In the beginning, only God existed. There was nothing else. God made the world and commanded the light to shine. Everything that God made was good. God made the first man from the dust of the earth and the first woman from the rib of man. He called them Adam and Eve. He gave them authority over everything he had made. God made a beautiful garden for them to live in. God spoke with them there. They were God's friends. But they sinned against God. They broke their friendship with him, and he had to punish them. He sent them out to the beautiful garden. And since that time, people have had to work hard to get the food they need to eat. Sin also brought pain, suffering, and death. Many years went by. An angel from heaven was sent to a young virgin named Mary. Mary was engaged to a man named Joseph. The angel told Mary that God was going to cause her to become pregnant without having contact with a man. He instructed Joseph and Mary to name the child Jesus, which means Savior. In a very special way, God was the father of Jesus. When Jesus was 30 years old, he began to teach people about God. Many people believed in his teaching, and he became very well known. Jesus had great power from God to do miracles. He was able to heal blind people. He spoke to dead people, and they came back to life. He even walked on top of the sea. He did many great miracles in the presence of many people to prove that he was sent from God and has had authority from God. But there were influential religious leaders who were very jealous of Jesus. They told lies about Jesus and had him arrested. He was beaten. Soldiers placed a crown of thorns on his head and mocked him. The soldiers nailed Jesus to a wooden cross, and Jesus hung there until he died. When Jesus died, he paid for the sins of all people with his sinless blood. After Jesus had died on the cross, a wealthy friend put the body of Jesus into his own new burial cave. They closed the entrance of the cave with a large stone. On the third day, early in the morning, some women came to the cave to perform the proper burial customs. They were surprised to find the stone rolled away and Jesus was not there. They were even more surprised to see two angels who told them very clearly that Jesus had risen from the dead. For 40 days after Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to people. Many people saw him and knew that he was alive. Now it was a time for Jesus to go back to heaven. He had finished the work he had come to do. As many of his followers watched, Jesus rose off the ground and went higher and higher until he went into a cloud and disappeared from their sight. Just then, two angels appeared. They told the disciples that Jesus would one day return in the same way that he left. Jesus is now in heaven, preparing a place for all those who will believe in and follow Jesus. Why did Jesus die on the cross? Jesus died to save sinners from the punishment of sin. Jesus never sinned. He died to take away the sin that separates us from God. When we believe in Jesus and turn from our sin, God forgives our sins. Jesus makes us God's children and his friends. One day the Lord Jesus will suddenly come back to earth again from heaven, just as he promised. He will come to get all of God's family. Jesus will raise up all of God's people who have died. Their graves will be empty. God's people who are still alive will go with them. We will all meet the Lord Jesus in the air and stay with him forever. The unbelievers will be left behind to face the judgment of God. We do not know when Jesus will return, but we should be ready and waiting for him.